Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, after unity, resilience, and solidarity comes fortitude. Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee-keat announced a fourth spending measure called the Fortitude Budget, with $33 billion of additional measures to support businesses and individuals that continue to be affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic downturn. This, as Singapore also says that they are expecting a deeper economic contraction for the year and the prospect of job losses and retrenchments very much a possibility. Now, will this latest fiscal bazooka by the government provide cover for the local economy and markets as well? Joining us today on the line is Mr. Song Seung-woon, the economist at CIMB Private Bank, to discuss the details and to share his sentiments. Mr. Song, thank you so much for joining today.
My pleasure. Glad to hear you're doing well this afternoon.
Welcome back to the show.
My pleasure. Be a time, as usual.
All right. And before you crack open that second bottle, Mr. Song, I do want to get your initial thoughts about the Fortitude Budget and the focus on job support and the measures rolled out. Is this the right time to actually focus on job protection at the moment, and whether or not you think this latest huge outlay that only comes second to the resilience budget in terms of size is going to provide some uplift, at least for the economy and markets overall?
Well, again, to repeat, I suppose we cannot turn a recessionary condition into growth. Our economy is too vulnerable to external demand. We are just a small, open economy. So with the downturns kind of worsening, I mean, we're talking about Singapore's growth forecast for the year being cut again from initially a mild growth to a mild recession to now a likely deep recession with worst case of -7. So it's really all about trying to save as many jobs, but provide as much cushion as possible to businesses looking forward in trying to putting program in place to continue to create jobs for those joining the labor force. So I think it's important that we've got that National Job Council being set up to look at that side. So essentially, I would say it is necessary, the fact that we have essentially rolled out another supplementary budget, one a month, it seems, just underscore the seriousness of this recession.
Over 19% of Singapore's GDP, though, now has now been spent or will be spent overall, and we haven't ruled out the possibility of additional spending moving forward.
Indeed.
Again, it has been affirmed that Singapore's finances and economic standing we have the reserves to actually spend for this. But after the $33 billion Singapore dollars, is that still the case, Mr. Song?
Yes, I think we still have plenty of ammunition, really, as far as the National Reserve is concerned. I think in total, I think it's not wrong to say that we have a reserve in excess of $1 trillion Sing dollar at the minimum. So we do have a deep pocket, but obviously how we want to spend it to the most effective dollar for value in terms of saving business, saving jobs is obviously far more important at this juncture. So we will see how it pans out. If we need to, obviously more can be done, and how it turns out really depends on how the pandemic sort of unfold in the coming, say, next 3 to 6 months. I think which will be very important to as a gauge of how deep this recession will turn out to be.
Now, the Fortitude Budget came after they released the final first quarter GDP figures this morning, which showed that the economy did not slow down as much as in the initial release. But, Mr. Song, this is scant relief amid an even more dour outlook in terms of the full-year contraction. Based on the estimates of the – can you at least match up the estimates of the government against some of your private estimates or calculations? How close is their estimate to what you're seeing based on your calculation?
Q1 came in much better than expected, but it wasn't broad-based. It's really due to the pharmaceutical sector, which did a lot better. We're talking about pharma output at record levels in March and April. In Q1, we also have a significant contribution from the financial sector, a lot of market volatility, a lot of turnover, good for the stock market in terms of trading. But that's Q1. I think Q2, with the lockdown, 2 months of circuit breaker measures in place, obviously far more significant hit to the economy. So the Q2 GDP will see a significant downturn, technical recession, two-quarter contraction, plus a record, I think, a decline year-on-year will be what we see in Q2, which is why we've got today's announcement of another supplementary budget to cushion the economy as we head into third quarter.
At this point, Mr. Song, how bad might the second quarter be? Everyone's expecting it to be pretty dour because of the extended circuit breaker measures in May. But this early on, just how bad can the picture actually get, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, well, at the moment, our base case is a contraction of anything from 15 to 20% year on year. But obviously, if we can get pharma to come in with very, very strong contribution again, then that could certainly see a more smaller contraction. So if we maintain the pharmaceutical contribution at the level that we saw over March and April, then I would say the impact will be narrower, perhaps a contraction of closer to 10% than 15%. Pharmaceutical is important. We're talking about 13% weight within overall manufacturing, but it is just a very small part of Singapore in terms of job markets, although it contributed significantly to headline growth in Q1 and perhaps even in Q2 as well.
We're still speaking to Mr. Song Sin Wan, economist at CIMB Private Bank here with Market View on Money FM 89.3. And of course, the move towards the pharmaceutical sector, no surprise, it's happening as well as alongside the huge demand, at least, for a pharmaceutical product and ingredients, as many companies scramble to try to find therapies and remedies and develop possible vaccines against the COVID-19 pandemic. But this is also happening, Mr. Song, alongside the rising and resurfacing of U.S.-China tensions. It almost feels as if those tensions, which we thought we left in 2019, felt left out and said, you know what, let's join the party and try to pile on to market and economic sentiment today. How do these new tensions, though, complicate any possible efforts by our government, by the Singapore government, to try and resuscitate the economy?
Yeah, it doesn't help, obviously. And when you have any obstacle in the way of business confidence and business morale, then you're talking about businesses with an inability to plan ahead. There's enough uncertainty about when economies can reopen or to what extent air corridors can be established between countries without, you know, two largest economies and key markets for Singapore, you know, slugging it out over trade, over geopolitics, you know, a cold tech war emerging. So there could be many companies caught in between the two countries sort of slugging it out. So it doesn't help in this environment when we have so much fear about the healthcare crisis impact without the economic crisis coming through from, you know, worries over where trade between the two countries are going to head to.
Mr. Song, you mentioned that the pharmaceutical sector might be a place of growth, but one possible headwind and drag on the economy could be the construction space, also continuing to be impacted by the ongoing restrictions, and also the very worrisome surge in cases among migrant workers that we hope might come under control sooner rather than later. How much of a drag or how much of a concern should this be for the broader macro picture of Singapore, the construction sector, and the ongoing sluggish headwinds there?
It's so important. I mean, this is where normally when we are heading into in prior crisis or recession, when we have private sector pulling back spending and hiring, government stepping up spending, and one of the avenue for the sort of lift to the economy is infrastructure spending, bringing forward projects. But obviously, in this case, we cannot, which is why we have seen foreign workers levy rebate relief been extended because many of the construction firms still cannot essentially start work as per normal come June the 2nd. So contribution for construction, which varies around 5%, it can be as high as 7% during time of economic crisis as government step up spending. But obviously, that's not happening this time around. So until such time as we can see some form of normality return, one lift to the headline growth, it doesn't look like it's coming through. So it looks like we still have to depend perhaps on this, at this point in time, pharmaceutical, selected financial services, where trading activities is high because of market volatility, and the ICT sector on digitization and technology to provide the main impulse of growth for Singapore.
All right, and a lot of questions still left unanswered, but definitely a big boost, at least in form of the fortitude budget rolled out by the Singapore government. I'd like to thank Mr. Song Sing Woon, the economist at CIMB Private Bank, for spending some time with us to discuss the fortitude budget, what it'll mean for the economy moving forward. Thank you so much, sir, and stay safe.
Okay, thank you. Back to my BS. Bye-bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.